call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight we extend special greetings to the servicemen and women from the state of Georgia. And standing at the microphone now is the gal you've chosen to act as your mistress of ceremonies, Dinah Shore.
Thank you, Don Wilson. Hiya, gang. It's nice to be with you all, and I sure appreciate you Georgians inviting me to this little get-together. Of course, I'm not a Georgia peach. I come from Nashville, which makes me a Tennessee tomato or something. Anyway, I'd like to start things off with a song that has long been a favorite and always will be, I guess. It's Georgia on My Mind. Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia, my Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile and believe. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile and believe. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you. Georgia, my Georgia, Georgia, no peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia.
Tell you that, among other things, Georgia is famous for nuts, particularly pecans. So to continue with the real Georgia flavor, we shake the old pecan tree and off falls Bob Hope.
Thank you, Dinah. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob. Salute to the serviceman from Georgia Hope. Telling you that it's those slow-talking guys from the state of the peaches that are giving Tojo and Hitler a swift kick in the breeches. But really, I love Georgia, and I spent a lot of time there. What a country. Peaches as far as the eye can see. And once in a while, one of them looks back. When I was in Savannah, I walked up to one girl, and I said, "Are you a Georgia peach?" And she pit at me. I finally did get a date there, and the Fruit Growers Association rushed a photographer right over. I said, "What's the big idea?" They said, "What a picture, Hope. A Georgia peach out with a California lemon." Georgia. No applause. We'll cue you. All right. Georgia's famous for its watermelons, too. You know what a watermelon is. That's an avocado that tried to become a flying fortress. One Georgia farmer was so proud of his big watermelons, he picked one up to show it to me, and I said, "Brother, in California, if we can lift them, we throw them away." And you should see the big southern... Too late. And you should see... Come on, get in there fast. And you should see the big southern plantations down there, southern plantations. That's an old southern homestead until the levee breaks, then it's a liberty ship with a front porch. A wonderful thing happened while I was in Georgia. The tobacco queen married the cotton king. They're going to settle down and raise pipe cleaners. Nice to know you're still awake. Yes, it is. And one thing about the South, they're very polite. I never saw such politeness. It's the only place in the United States where the draft board say please. And of course, no, huh? You're here, aren't you? And then of course, that Southern hospitality is wonderful. I stopped at one hotel. What hospitality? They have transoms at the bottom of the doors. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes, sir, that Southern hospitality in Georgia is really wonderful. My brother's been in Atlanta for 11 years, and they just won't let him go. It was all because my brother used to pick cotton down there. Well, he didn't exactly pick cotton, but if he happened to pass you in a crowd, he could clean the fuzz out of your pants pocket. Another thing I love in Georgia is those southern drawls. Everyone talks so slow. It's wonderful. When you ask a girl if you can kiss her, by the time she says no, it's too late.
Thank you, Bob, for giving us that Georgia travelogue. Now, gang, here's a grand vocal group, the Pied Pipers, singing "I'll Get By."
I'm sticking with you, babe. Though I may be so far away, it's true, so true. Say, what care I? Hey, I'll get by. Just as long as I'm with you and long as I may be so far away.
Pied Pipers. Thanks for dropping in. Now to get back to the southern groove, we go way down south, this time, in fact, to South America, to bring you MGM singing star Carlos Ramirez. You hail from Colombia, down South America way, don't you?
That's right, Dinah. And you know that on my way up from South America, I was riding on a train through Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The train window was open, my hat blew out, and landed on a limb of a tree.
Well, as long as you're hanging your hat in Georgia, we consider you a native, at least an adopted son.
Well, Miss Dinah, that sure is an honor. I'm powerfully touched.
Oh, Carlos. How about one of those romantic Latin American tunes of yours?
Sure, Diane. I'll sing a song from Bathing Beauty, the first picture I made in MGM. Te quiero, dijiste. English translation, you said you love me.
Entre tus manitas de blanco marfil y sentí en mi pecho un fuerte latido. Después un suspiro y luego el chasquido de un beso linda de cabellos de oro, de dientes de perla, labios de rubí, dime si me quieres como yo te adoro. Si de mí te acuerdas como yo de ti, y a veces escucho un eco divino envuelto en la brisa. Mucho, mucho, tanto como entonces, siempre hasta morir. Me das a mí calor.
That was really beautiful. And it just sets the scene for our next guest, who is also a Latin American. Men, could you keep the whistling and stomping of feet down to a huge hubbub as we welcome that lovely young star and one of your favorite pinup girls, Maria Montez.
Oh,
you, Dinah. Thank you, Dinah.
Oh, it's nice seeing you, Maria.
Oh, Dinah, I'm still here.
Oh, pardon me. Maria, this is Bob Pecan Hope.
I'm the nut kid.
Really? Really? Are you the great Bob Hope you always talk about?
Well, I'm Bob Hope, and I'm very happy to know you, Maria.
Thanks. This is fun being here. The American men, they're so nice.
Oh, do you really think so?
And the American men, they're so tall and straight.
Well, if you say so.
And the American men, they're so handsome.
Well, if you insist.
What country are you from?
I'm a refugee from Long Beach.
Why, Maria, how can you say that? Bob is a typical American.
Yeah, and I got the howl to prove it.
Say, Bob, maybe Maria likes the South American men because they're so athletic.
Yes, they're strong like a bull.
Well, that's my racket. I'm strong like a bull, too. Hand me that telephone book over there. Now watch. Just watch. And now the next page.
Bob, have you seen Maria's latest picture, The Cobra Woman?
Yeah, and Maria looks so lovely, Dinah Crosby and I are thinking of building a road to her. Very few detours. Really, Maria? I thought you gave a swell performance in the picture.
Oh, I do so want to be a good actress. Tell me, Bob, honestly, do you think Dorothy L'Amour has anything on me?
On you? Listen, Dorothy L'Amour hasn't even got anything on herself.
Say, Bob, isn't it funny you've made a lot of Tropical Island pictures, but they've all been with Dorothy L'Amour. You've never appeared with Maria.
That's right.
Well, slip into a sarong, kid, and we'll take care of it right now. Don Wilson, will you set the scene?
Gladly, Bob. The scene, ladies and gentlemen, is a tiny speck in the Pacific Ocean called Fly Island. And we find Robinson Crusoe Hope combing the beach.
Every day I comb this beach. And what do I find? Dandruff. Oh, Friday. Friday.
Yes, Mr. Crusoe? Yes.
What are you wearing? An avocado there? What is it? You look just like Rochester that used to be Jack Benny's butler.
Thank you, Mr. Crusoe. You look like you've seen better days, too.
Boy, but life on this island is dull. Nothing but monkeys. Hundreds of monkeys.
Who else would elect your king?
I don't know, I'm very popular with my subjects.
Yeah, but if you ever run out of peanuts, you're just a toothpaste salesman again.
Not toothache, toothpaste. Read it right.
Toothpaste.
You know, I got a racket where I make bread, too, you know. Well, I can't kick. I have it pretty soft around the island. Friday, pluck me a banana.
Here you are.
Well, peel it for me.
Yes, Your Majesty. Now, do you want the banana or should I slip you some skin?
I want the banana. I'm saving the skin for a shoehorn.
Say, boys, how about breaking the monotony and singing Pagliacci for me?
I told you 1,000 times, my name is Crusoe, not Caruso. Besides... Well, we got the local with it anyway. Besides, I sent you on a scouting trip this morning. Did you find anything?
Only some footprints. They look like they belong to a girl.
A girl? What's that?
Man, you've been here a long time.
I'm trying to remember a girl. That's different from the man, ain't it? I wish I could remember what they were like. Oh, well, maybe a copy of Esquire will come floating in.
Look, boss, look! Isn't that a man coming out of the bushes there?
Well, I'll be darned. Hello there.
Hello.
This guy's been here longer than I have.
Have you been here a long time?
I've been here so long I can do anything the monkey can do except hang from a tree by my tail.
I can do anything the monkeys can do.
Looks like we're going to have a new king around here.
Quiet. Friday, this guy must come from the other side of the island. What are you doing over here, buddy?
I came over here to get something to eat. I like sand.
Haven't you got sand on your side of the island?
Yeah, but yours is whiter.
Rochester, give this man the 15-cent bag of sand.
Okay, here you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Before he gets away, tear 3 blue stamps out of his head.
Well, goodbye, Mr.
Crusoe's the name, Crusoe.
Goodbye, Mr. Crusoe.
Goodbye, Mr. Crosby. Say... Friday, I'm getting kind of hungry myself. Let's spear some of these fish here.
Okay, can I borrow your nose?
Listen, my nose isn't so long and it isn't so pointed.
Just the same, I'll bet you had a lot of trouble with balloons when you were a child.
Say, look, Friday, isn't that something swimming toward the beach?
Yes, it's a girl.
Oh, now I remember. How do I look, Friday?
Swell, but shake that fish off your nose.
Ah. Welcome to our island.
Me, Princess Wakiwoo.
Here, let me have your sarong, honey. I'll hang it up to dry.
Okay, white guy. Me got other one underneath.
Oh, well, I'll hang this one up anyway.
Me got other one underneath that. And other one underneath that.
What is this, a girl or an artichoke?
I come from tribe of headhunters. I want you for my husband.
All of me or just my head?
Do not worry.
What do you mean?
Your head, it is strictly for F.
I don't know. If it was shrunk up a little, it might be quite attractive.
Quiet or we're liable to both wind up as bookends.
Where do you come from, mister?
I come from Hollywood. I was washed up on this island.
I see, Paramount Pictures. You were washed up before.
This kid's been to town. How about a little kiss?
All right, but I warn you, I am the Cobra woman. Anyone I kiss, die.
Well, praise the Lord and pass the sulfanilamide.
Do you really want to kiss me?
Well, I've been thinking it over. Maybe we could just hug for a while.
Anyone I hug, die.
Then maybe we could hold hands.
Anyone I touch, die.
Well, maybe you got a friend that I could last a little while with.
No, me love you.
This is a fine romance. We could go on a honeymoon and wave to each other. Hey, hey, what's that?
That is headhunters. I think they come to get you.
Headhunters? I'll get Adam's hats to put a stop to this.
That sounds bad!
Rochester, what do these headhunters do?
What do they do?
Yeah.
Just run along beside me and I'll explain it to you.
Thanks, Bob, Maria Montez, Rochester, and Mel Blanc for your monkey shines. I'm sure all the guys and gals from Georgia got a kick out of your drama. Now, gang, I'd like to wind up this Peach State salute with good old Dixie. I was in the land of cotton,
come there and not forget. Look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
look away,
Dixieland. In Dixieland, where I was born, early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixieland I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie. Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton, old times there and not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland, Dixieland, where I was born in, early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixieland I'll take my stand, to live and die in Dixie. Away,
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 away down south in Dixie.
Away,
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 away, away down south in Dixie.
The Peachtree State is really hitting on all eight these days, gang. For you guys and gals who don't know what a great state Georgia is, I'd like to tip you off to some of the good things a little bit south of South Carolina. First of all, Georgia has just about the best climate of any state in the 48.
Just a minute, honey child. How much are they paying you all for this commercial announcement?
Oh, nothing at all, sir. We're dedicating this program to Georgia. It's mighty rich country, too, with mile after mile of tobacco and cotton plantations. And there's gold in them thar Georgia hills. The swamps and forests are alive with game. And if you've ever tramped along the Appalachian Trail with a .22, chances are you didn't come back empty-handed. The folks in the Chattahoochee country are keeping things rolling. But they're just chalking off the weeks and the days until you can head back home again. Till then, Georgia and the other 47 wish you good luck, safe journey, and good night.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Bob Hope, Dinah Shore, Maria Montez, Eddie Rochester Anderson, Carlos Ramirez, Mel Blank, the Pied Pipers, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.